Our featured guest today, David Gerwitz, Managing Director at Charles Nenner Research. David Gerwitz, Managing Director, Charles Nenner Research, with technical information here for all of our investors. Pleasure to have you back on the show.
Likewise, Chris. It's always a pleasure. We'll try not to talk too much about old mathematicians.
That's what everybody wants to hear, right?
Well, I'm old. I'm a mathematician. You know, you get our research. You've spoken with me. You see that we use math completely to predict things. So it's hard to even begin to give relevance and reverence to that without maybe acknowledging there might be something to it. And so we're used to that, and I guess my job has been to explain this for the last 15 years. And
well, let's talk about then the precious metals. I mean, as you alluded to, obviously this has been a robust year. I mean, one of the best in decades, depending on how you look at it, but certainly in several years after some rough seas. Obviously, the yellow metal has rebounded sprightly, silver even more so. And then, of course, the equities ran for several months and now consolidation, obviously. Give us an idea of what you see.
First, I'm going to give a big picture how we do what we do, because not every one of your listeners might know it. And then I'll talk about gold, silver, the stocks, and crude. Let's focus on those. We do analysis of any data series. It just happens to work very well with stocks, bonds, commodities, and currencies. But we analyze any data series looking for cycles primarily, which are equidistant top to tops in any data series from the Greek word circle. Dr. Charles Nenner discovered this pattern when he had just gotten out of medical school in the early 80s. So we're now talking 35 years. He stumbled on it. One of the most brilliant people I have ever met, or most people have ever met, and came up with this to predict how things move and how you can predict from the past patterns. That's one main tool of cycles. He then came up with a target algorithm, which not only tells you the direction things are going, but level. And that obviously ties in with timing. We look at other things too, Elliott wave, MACD, oscillator, other things like that. But those are the two main things, target and cycle. And we have a team of people that he's trained, and they do the work on all liquid markets, primarily stocks, bonds, commodities, and currencies. We do economic indicators, as well. And your listeners are invited to write to the site, say they spoke to they heard David and Chris speaking, and I will send them some of the past reports in a free month trial. We send out, as you know, Chris, you get it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, a morning update covering S&P Canada, the TSX, which we think will actually go to new highs by the end of the year, even though S&P and the European indices, which we cover, will go down first. They don't always tie in directly. We also cover the European indices. The DAX is the main one over in Germany, but we cover Amsterdam and the FTSE. Then we do bonds and bunds, which are German bonds. And the bonds, we do the 10-year, the 30-year, and TLT. And we do gold and silver, which I'm going to talk about in a second. We do crude and not gas. And just like in crude, gold we called the top 4.5 years ago, as you know, around 1900 after an 11-year gold increase, which you know better than me. Been down for 4 years, and it's been a very hard bottom, let's put it that way. And we think we're there with one more possible slash probable down move, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. Same thing with silver. We also cover 5 currencies, the yen, the euro, the Aussie, the Canadian, and then the euro yen. And when I say the yen, it's the yen vis-a-vis the dollar, the euro vis-a-vis the dollar, the Aussie vis-a-vis the dollar. So that's what comes out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. On Sunday, we send anywhere from 8 to 20 charts of different things showing mostly cycles. And you get a glimpse of the global macro world. That's called global macro analysis. And Charles was at Goldman for 15 years, so we have a lot of hedge fund clients. We have a family office clients, institutions, traders, individuals all over the world. We do not manage money. That's, like I always tell, when someone says they have money, that's their problem. It's not my problem. You got money, you have $5 million, it's your problem. How not to lose it is our problem. Did you listen to us when we said we called the top in crude, as you know? And we think we called it at 27 bottom, and we think we're heading towards 60, and whatever you're going to do, you do. But this is what we tell you, and more important investing we've learned is what not to do.
I totally agree with you with West Texas Intermediate Crude and the outcry from the naysayers, which to me makes me even stronger in my convictions that we will see higher highs and higher lows in crude oil, because the sentiment had become so bearish in energy that, you know, at some point there has to be a bottom.
The same thing with gold. How many Australians and Canadians have been suicidal because of the last 4 years? A lot, because they all bought at the top. They all bought in 1900. And look at the country of Canada. Its wealth, defined as gold and silver and crude and nat gas, has been incredibly cut. Now, we think it's going to go the other way, so the country will probably feel richer. And, you know, those particular areas should all go up. But they've had four tough years down. Let me talk about gold, because we think that 1190 would be an ideal bottom. We think we got one more down move. And then the max on gold upside, medium term, is first 1370, then 1480. And we think if it gets there, you're not going to see it lower anymore, and we have an upside 2000 plus several years out. We don't think we're heading back down.
I'm right on board with you. But of course, we need the proviso here, that if support levels do get knocked out, even if probabilities here are in the 80, 90% level, it's time for contingencies.
And silver, we think, could double. We think we're going to 20 and then slash 2550, and then it could double.
This is in my purview, and I'm with you 100%. It's interesting that your target levels are just like ours. You know, obviously there was the 1850, then there's 2021, and then that 2526. You get over that hurdle, there's really a moonshot potential again. What I'd really like to know is what you and Dr. Nenner think about the prospects of AG on an assault of the former 1980 and 2011 high.
We see getting back to, it was 49 at one point, I guess that was its high, and we see 40, and I say we see, again, the way technical analysis works, you do, you know it, but I'm not sure listeners do, that things have to hit certain levels for them to continue up. If they don't and come down, then the whole board changes and the numbers change, and to say, well, you said this, you're waffling, no, that's the nature of the math moves. It sounds like it's waffling, but it's, in fact, quite precise about how you're factoring in these different moves. So I can't say now. There was once like a commercial with Magic Johnson, Larry Bird playing horse, and one of them said, if there was a shoot off the moon, it bounces off this mountain and goes into that basket. So it's easy to say silver at 100, gold at 3,000, gold at 5,000. It's easy to say that's the gold and silver story. And crude, we think, is heading up toward 56 by the summer. And so, you know, again, the best thing people should do is to write to the site, charlesnenner.com, and request a month-free look at the research, and then we will be in touch with them afterwards, because we have different levels of subscription depending on whether they want interactive or not, because a lot of people do. Listen, let me just tell you what we sent today. Let me read it. Equity indices are trading higher in the week. However, only close below the trend line shown on Sunday's chart will change our outlook. That level's 2120 S&P June contract. Based on cycles, we're looking for a correction. As long as the VIX remains below 1640, we stand on the sidelines. The VIX, in order for the VIX to cancel its sell signal, that's volatility, still needs to close above 1640. Let me go down to gold. The projected short-term cycle low for gold is by the end of next week. Based on cycles, not much room left for a down move. However, we want to wait until cycles bottom to go long gold. So far, it closed below 1268. In order to see more downside, it needs to close below 1254. We give you the parameters. We give everything in stops, because our attitude is, if you can't lose much, then you'll always be in the game to keep playing. Most important thing, crude, while it saw some weakness based on short-term cycles that are down, didn't close below 42.90, continues in a buy signal. Our forecast for crude to reach 56 by the summer is still valid.
You have to realize that so many of us receive 30, 50, 80, maybe 100 or more email messages to deal with and contend with every day. It's nice to have the executive summary.
Charles used to write this every day with charts at Goldman, and they came to him and said, we don't need it. It's too much. We can't pay attention. We have attention problems here. So he says, so it became three times a week in the charts on Sunday. And I look forward to your listeners writing in and sampling it, because we, as look, Chris, you've been watching for years already, right? I mean,
you really got me back on board a few months ago. That kind of keeps you afloat and in tune with what's going on. I like it, and I think everyone else needs to sample and see if it's right for them.
Thank you, Chris, and I look forward to our next conversation, helping people. One joke before we go, my doctor friend said yesterday he's dealing with someone 114 who speaks Creole, so he doesn't know how she did it. So I said, you know, nowadays people are living longer. He said, let me tell you a joke. How do you live to 120? Make it to 119 and spend the next year and be very careful.
I'll never forget walking into a Walmart a few years ago. This senior gentleman on with a cane or a walker, and he turned to me and he said, young man, let me give you some good advice. Don't ever grow old. And I thought to myself, I wanted to say, yeah, but it beats the alternative, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, Chris, I look forward to our next shot.
The gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity. Brazil Resources, based in the eighth largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation, almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves. Industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank, and founding director. Their São Jorge project is 100% owned, with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes three deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their RIA project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in South Central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond. Your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.